Such a joy to be here tonight and see all of you, and just to have this conference to start tonight. And there's been a lot of preparation, and there's especially been a lot of prayer. And I just feel like the Lord is truly going to use this time, and I feel so privileged to be here and to have all of you here. And I just hope everybody really feels welcome and feels like this is a small group and we can get to know each other and not just get preached at and go home, but actually have real fellowship here. And I want everybody to be free to, ask somebody if you feel like you need to know something that wasn't explained or doesn't seem like it should be. So really have this kind of family atmosphere here. Just want to share a few words, and then afterwards Timothy will also share something briefly, and then later we will have Sonny give the first message. And what's kind of been on my heart in preparation for this time has been a few verses from 1 Corinthians in chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, starting with verse 18, and I'll read through verse 20, where Paul writes the following. Now some have become arrogant, as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I shall find out not the words of those who are arrogant, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power. Now I don't want to go into the issue of the arrogance that's addressed here and what exactly Paul talks about, but I do want to look into that verse 20 that I felt like the Lord spoke to me to. For the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power. A few months ago, as I was as I came across this verse, actually I was listening to a message that A.W. Tozer gave in 1957, so the sound quality was pretty bad, but the message was very good. And so he was summarizing it somewhat like this. I want to quote this from Tozer. He said, "You can't have the power without the words, but you can't have the words without the power." And a lot of people do. So, what is that power? I think Jesus himself gave us the answer in Acts 1 and the first part of verse 8 that says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." So my dear brothers and sisters, that burden that I felt, and I was led many times to pray that way as we were praying together in preparation for this conference, that the Lord would truly and simply pour out His Spirit and bless us with a real pouring out of His Spirit. I know that most of us have grown up in Christian homes, and many of us have grown up in groups like this, where we have vision about the house of the Lord, and when you hear a call to build, you probably have already some things you know that might get mentioned. But if we only have the words, and if we only hear words, then I don't think we'll get what the Lord has for us in this time. So the Lord kept reminding me to truly pray that He would give us the Helper, He's given us the Helper, He's given us the Holy Spirit, but that there would just be a new pouring out in this time. So let's allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in us and to really fill us with Himself. So let's make no mistake about it. We do need the words, and praise the Lord for the speakers He's given us for this conference. The words are necessary, but we do need the Holy Spirit to breathe life into those words. So let's also ask the Lord that He would just also, as we consider this matter of building the house, that we would remember Psalm 127:1 also, that says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." Let's just have one further word of prayer. Lord, it's a tremendous blessing to be here. Such a privilege to see all those young people who want to follow You and desire to be filled with You. So, Lord, I truly have one simple request. Pour out Your Spirit, Lord Jesus. Bless us, Lord Jesus. Bless us during this time. Convict us, Lord. Do not allow any hypocrisy or any falseness or any lukewarmness. But, Lord, just help us. Have mercy on us, Lord, and let us not get in Your way of the building work that only You can do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
So good to see so many familiar faces again, and some of you are new faces to me personally, but most of you I've met at various conferences or here, grown up with many of you, but I just thank the Lord for this privilege, for this wonderful conference that He's enabled us to have and to participate in. And I had a verse come to mind as I considered this conference, and every conference I come to, I kind of come again face to face with the fact that I've grown up with the words, with the right words. I think many of us have. We've grown up in, like Stephen said, in Christian homes or in places where there has been given vision to our parents or whomever, and so we grow up with that. And I think it's a challenge for many of us to overcome that, to have our own vision, and to not something that's ours in a bad way, but something that's ours personally, that the Lord's given to us so that we have a life. I mean, we each individually have a life to give to the Lord, and we don't have to give it to the Lord. It's a free will offering, but the verse that I had was very similar. I was talking to Stefan last week. I said, "So what's on your heart to open the time with?" And he shared, and so this exactly what's in line with what I had, and we said, well, it's going to be interesting. You know, we might say the exact same thing, but we talked about it, and the Lord had given a little different aspect of the same thing. The verse I had came from 1 John 3, but it also just speaks of just the whether it's word or whether there's a reality behind that word, whether it's just a lifestyle or whether it's an indwelling life that's lived out. First John 3, starting just the one verse in verse 18. "Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth." And I just feel like so many conferences just growing up in general, hearing so many words, the cry of my heart, and again for this time, is that there would be a truth and a reality behind those words that we share with one another. And you know, it addresses here little children, and I feel like a little child of the faith, coming again to my Father to give me vision of His house, to give me a vision of what's on his heart, and that I might grow up and be mature in Christ. And you know, I was reminded of Abraham, who when the call came for him to offer Isaac, he didn't hesitate. When the angel of the Lord came to speak to him, his answer was, "Here I am." And I just feel like that's that ought to be our response to the Lord this weekend, as he very clearly, I think, through the messages, will give us choices in our own life, whether we're going to follow the Lord, whether we're going to seek the vision that he does give, and live according to that. And I think the only proper response is, "Here I am, Lord. You know, what's my life worth other than living it for exactly what you have on your heart, and in an eternal way, in an eternal way, that's really the only thing worth gaining, is gaining Christ. All else will pass away. All else will fade quickly. And I think we know that, but may we see even this weekend more clearly than ever before. So it's what I had on my heart as we begin this time, as we'll maybe have a song, and then have our brother Sonny come share the first messages. And one quick announcement. Most of you have already figured out where the restrooms are, but I will just say there's 4 restrooms available to us. One is when you first walk in the door, and here to the right. The other is down the hall through the registration room, down that hall, and first door on the left. There's a third one in this guest apartment here. You go through the living room, through the bedroom, and take a left. And then the fourth one is girls only. It's upstairs at the top of the stairway. So I'll just make that announcement, and that way there's no confusion there. All right.